So how about we do a little
Edit? P does see Chris want to be in the jam?
Yes, he has to be. Come on, Chris.
Sure, sure.
Yes. We
have any bongos?
Have T O toy. We have toy instruments.
That's good. That's my best guy.
Mike, you'll get. Should Erica get it? You want to bring in the toy stuff from the outside? And then we have stuff in here, too.
Thanks.
We have a lot of stuff.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll just put this here.
Is that the train?
Bart. Yeah.
Yeah, the Bart.
Yeah.
I like that noise.
Oh, we love it.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
We're from the East Coast, so it's being back.
Where on the East Coast are you from?
I grew up in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And then Frank was born and spent some time in Ohio.
Okay.
But he lived in New York.
Okay.
So it's the sounds of New York.
I like that sound.
I love it. Yeah.
How did you and Frank meet?
We met in Berkeley.
Berkeley?
In 1975. Okay. I had lived here for about a year, and Frank had moved here just months before, and I was working at a travel agency. And I had kind of decided to get a normal job and meet normal people, because I'd been involved in the growth movement, and I didn't care for that. But do I look normal? Right. Well, that was my year at the travel agency. I worked a year at the travel agency. And then, but I had this kind of thing in my head. I was 21,
Yeah.
I was thinking, I know what doesn't work. And I have a feeling of what does work, but I don't know how to actualize that. So I'm just going to hang loose and get a normal job and wait. And I had a feeling it had to do with community or something, but I had no models at all for it. And then Frank comes wheeling into the travel agency one day, and it was like a counter like that, so I had to lean over. And I had a dress he could see down. I didn't wear a bra. And he goes, when he was in a motor chair and he drove himself, and when I saw him, I'm thinking, oh my God, I hope this guy doesn't come up to me. Because I never talked to anybody like Frank. And he comes right up to me. And so I'm giving him the travel info and leaning like that, reading his board, and he said, you'd be great in this play I'm doing.
He said that to you?
Yeah. He'd be great in this play I'm doing. So right away I was like, oh, really? Yeah. Totally worked. There was no play.
There was no
play. But he said he was willing to create a play. But he didn't need to. Because for me, it's the minute he started talking to me and I had eye contact, I saw Frank.
Yeah.
And also, I had a really strong feeling this was exactly what I was waiting for.
Yeah.
And if I didn't follow it, I was full of shit.
Yeah.
You know? So, he said, my wife will call you. Wife? Great. He's got a wife. Sure enough, she called me and set up a time for me to go to their apartment. And we go into this little room in the apartment, and he has all these binders of things he'd written about life and relationships and stuff. And I'm reading it, and I'm thinking, wow, he's got it all figured out.
Yeah.
I don't need to figure it out.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it. I quit my job, 2 weeks later.
What year was that?
75.
Wow. Yeah. That's
21 years. 89. No, 31
years.
31 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a great story.
Yeah. And then Mikey, we met. He was the lead singer for the band that's Counting Crows now.
Okay.
But at the time it was called Dog, and Bill Graham was their manager, Fast Track to Fame.
All right.
And Mikey was very unhappy. He was he was skinny, and he had a fancy yuppie. He was totally yuppie man.
Yeah, yeah.
And had a haircut long on one side. I couldn't stand being around. I was and but. Somebody who was working with Frank Lee was going to their shows all the time.
Okay.
And so when Mikey and her got together, what do you do? I work with this shaman, Frank Moore, and she gives him some of Frank's writings, the same writings I read.
Yeah.
and Mikey's like, you know, because he wasn't very happy with the band. He was in it for the music, and the fast track was just like an automatic, you know. So it's like, that's just what you do.
Yeah.
And so he quit the band shortly after that. And, you know, we were paying their lawyers for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Because Bill Graham, you know, even though they had somebody that could represent them, they had to have Bill Graham's lawyer represent them to Bill Graham's lawyer.
Yeah.
So,
That's the lawyer way.
Yeah. 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 So that was in 86 or 87.
87.
Yeah.
And Erica?
And then Erica, about 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah.
Brand new.
Relatively. Yeah. I know, Erica, you should tell your story.
I was in graduate school for psychology and drama therapy, and I was eating brunch at Fat Apples, and I saw a poster on a pole that was about a group, about shamanism and play, and I thought, oh, that's great. I was interested in shamanism for a long time, performance, was getting ready to do a thesis performance, was looking for, and so I called up, and I was the only one who responded to the flyer. So Frank said, I met with Frank, and he said, there's no group, but do you want to meet one-on-one? And I said, great, okay.
And that was 4 years ago.
Almost five.
Almost five.
Yeah. S. O. So. B.
Be careful.
We're moving in. Where do I sleep, Frank?
We actually have another house down the street.
Hey, don't tempt me. You wish you never asked. So we do a little jam, Frank?
Yes.
We'll play something and you guys can chime in.
Does that sound good? You?
Yeah. We're trying to do that little jammy thing.
No capo?
I wait. Don't start until we get Frank set up.
Okay.
Take a sec.
Hey, Erica, can you man the camera?
So I'm going to take this off.
Solo spot.
We just decided to fill that the front part of the file.
And we're the first
and
one, huh?
The first.
All right, sweet.
So remind me what we do. We take the foot pedals off, right?
Yeah. I'll put this in the kitchen.
Okay.
So where's the kitty cat?
They're picky about what kind of music they or when they're gonna come out.
They might show up when we start talking.
Should we tune it to the piano?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice, Frank. Nice, Chris. Erica, I love that, man. That was great. There was some moments in there that I was gone. I was like deep, you know. I was gone. I really, you know.
Yeah. I like the vocal stuff you were doing. It's really cool. Is there like a delay effect on the effect in the mic?
Are you doing stuff, Mikey?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Sounded great.
Yeah. Like sounded great. That's cool.
So let's see. Now we get Frank Borden Pointer back on.
I love that. We record that too? Is that recorded? Nice, Toph. Where'd you go? Now, what happened to the dancing?
Oh.
I was waiting. I was like, where's the dancing?
I almost got up and started breaking down.
Let's see. I guess I take this off first, right? Before I move from it.
That one thing you were playing, that, I don't know what that thing is.
What is all that noise?
That's maybe the speaker, maybe a wire or something.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, you were stepping on that wire.
Okay, that was me then. Yeah.
There was one thing you were playing that was really cool.
That thunder.
Yeah, it was like a thunder thing, but I don't know what that's called. Yeah, that was great. That was great.
Well, yeah, that's us.
That's just the wires.
Maybe on a TV tray?
Yeah. You guys need a beverage?
I'm fine with my drink. Yeah. Do you mind? I mean, this is really... No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
I was going to step outside and smoke.
Let's see. Does he have time?
No, I'll wait. I can wait. Okay. I'm good. It's a bad habit.
Who does the paintings?
Frank does the oil paintings,
oh,
and then
God.
Mikey does the pen and ink.
They're
inks.
Beautiful.
This is Y Essential now.
Yep. Frank paints with a hard hat on his head and a paintbrush. So
yep.
We can only paint like this much, so he has to paint sideways and upside down.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
It's a talented household you guys have here.
Let's see.
Well, it seems like these guys should just stay where they are, right?
Yeah, we're good, right?
Yeah. So, and then,
put the camera down there. Then.
Yeah.
I was worried when I said you said you're gonna have the guitars for us. I was like, all right, we'll see what we get.
It's huge.
You sounded great.
That's our celebrity guitar, the one you were playing, Steve.
This is the celebrity.
Yeah, Leni Stern was the last one to play that.
Really?
I don't know if you know her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. See, I'm not the only one.
Well, let's see. We're going to get you a spot, too, though. Just have to figure it out.